You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. Well, now that we know the power, it is powerful to say, I am a friend of God. Whether it's true or not, it's a powerful thing to say. Should cause someone intent on doing you harm to stop and think, even if it's not true. But if it is true, one of the things that we want to know is the burden of the Lord. And those who are being made holy every day live in His presence, knowing that the Lord knows our thoughts. That's one thing that people who would dare to say, I am a friend of God, that's one thing they know. That we are in His presence, and the Lord knows our thoughts. Is that a burden? Or does it cause praising and singing? Like it or not, the Lord knows our every thought. And even beyond that, the Lord knows the real reason why we do what we do. And knowing that can keep us in the fear of the Lord. A lot of people don't understand this. The fear of the Lord is learned. And the fear of the Lord is His treasure. Isaiah 33:6. If you haven't memorized it, take the time today to memorize Isaiah 33:6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is His treasure. Well, what wisdom, what knowledge? Well, the knowledge of the Word of God, knowing what God said. And the wisdom comes from turning at the reproof of the Holy Spirit that we always get from the knowledge of what God said, to know what to do with that absolute pure truth of the Word of God. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is His treasure. And those who walk knowing His presence find His help, so as not to be overwhelmed by the burdens of this Antichrist world in which we now live. The Lord helps His people with the burdens of life. Paul in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, lets us know that Messiah came into the world, and having taken upon Himself the same human nature which we have, is therefore the perfect great high priest to whom we should go with our burdens. Wherefore in all things it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren, that we might have, that He might be to us, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. What a wonderful, beautiful word succor is. It contains so much. And if your Holy Bible does not contain that word succor, get you one that does. And go to a big dictionary, a big fat one sometime, and see what all is contained in that beautiful word succor. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Oh yeah, it's help, and it's a lot more. Help, perfect help, in whatever way we may need help. Succor. He can help us when we are tempted or when we have a soul that is heavily burdened. Paul also made it clear that when he was knocked off his high horse on the way to Damascus, that the Lord suffers when his people suffers. Yes, child of God, he suffers with you. And we know that Yeshua has made atonement for our sins, bearing them for us. Thank God our Father, who did send Yeshua to carry this most overwhelming of all burdens for us. Messiah, the prophesied Lamb of God, became a servant, appearing as a human being, humbling himself and becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross, so that he might become a merciful and faithful great high priest for his people. And only he can carry the weight of our sins for us. None of us, by a lifetime of sacraments, Torah observances, good works, or anything else, could satisfy the offense to God's perfect holiness of even the smallest of our sins. A right relation with Yeshua, bringing that right relationship with the Father, will not do the religious thing of some sort of sacramental or Torah observance to be right with God, but will know only Messiah can do that, and be humble and poor enough in spirit to let Messiah do it. However, that same humbling produces obedience in the good works which follow, and the good works follow. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. The works have got to follow. Now, don't get the works out in front. It don't work that way. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Any other way is delusion, which is part of the broad religious path to hell. It is Yeshua. Only Yeshua. Yeshua is salvation. Is Yeshua the one who fills and fulfills our need for the ministry of a priest to be right before God? There is no other way, regardless of what popes or rabbis or religious boobahs might say. Amos was a great true prophet of God to reveal the burden of the Lord regarding his people now. Yes, now. Amos's name means burden. Amos lets us know the burden of the Lord. Amos truly did have an experience, the burden of a prophet. Amos truly did know the burden experienced by the weight of prophecy. Whenever Isaiah begins a prophetic vision, he calls it a burden. And Jeremiah has something very profound regarding the burden of the Lord in Jeremiah 23:37-40. Thus shalt thou say to the prophet, what hath the Lord answered thee? And what hath the Lord spoken? But since you say the burden of the Lord, therefore thus saith the Lord, because you say this word, the burden of the Lord, and I have sent unto you, saying, you shall not say the burden of the Lord, therefore, behold, I will utterly forget you, and will forsake you, and the city that I gave you and your fathers, and cast you out of my presence. and I will bring an everlasting reproach upon you and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. You hear that word, and you know that quite obviously the burden of the Lord is not to be taken lightly. And it is very sober and very important. And let's try to stay focused on this prophet Amos, whose name was Burden. In Amos's time, the prophetic sense of burden had clearly become a means of controlling and abusing and deceiving the people within the political and religious structure of his day. We should understand it has come to be the same way today. In Jeremiah 23:33, Jeremiah answers the people who ask the prophet, "What is the burden of the Lord?" by declaring, "You are the burden of the Lord, and I will cast you off." And then over in Lamentations 2:14, he condemns the false burdens of vain prophets by saying, "Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thine iniquity." See, that's what a real prophet does. He answers people according to their idols, and he can't even help it. He might not even know he's doing it. But if he's a prophet of God, he's going to answer the people according to their idols. "Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee. They have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment." This may be a good word for many self-proclaimed rabbis today, peddling religious stuff. It's far better to study Amos now, the prophet whose name means burden. Burden is a word that implies a heavy weight or a heavy load, perhaps physically, but much more so spiritually. A prophetic burden weighs upon the prophet until it seems to burn within him, demanding release by being spoken. God's prophetic word in our heart may be like a burning fire shut up in our bones that we cannot restrain ourselves from speaking even a truth of the word of God, which we know will make us enemies of the people to whom we give such a truth. And today it's amazing to see how many people have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. And sadly, today, so many have heard wrested and perverted renderings of the Word of God from so-called professionals or experts united in the perverted wrestings that they think they cannot understand the Word of God. We are to understand the Word of God as simply as a child would understand his father. Today, there are many wolves trafficking in this zeal for God, which is not according to knowledge. The knowledge we need to avoid being devoured by the wolves is found only in the KJV Holy Bible. Yeshua strongly rebuked the Pharisees in Matthew 23:4 and Luke 11:46, laying heavy burdens of legalistic practice upon men's shoulders. On the other hand, in Matthew 11:30, Yeshua says, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light." Why was the Pharisees' burden heavy while Yeshua's burden is light? Was it because Yeshua was abandoning Torah? No. No, of course not. It is because Yeshua bears the burden of our transgressions against Torah. It's because he must help us bear the Torah's burden of holiness. In fact, there is no other way. So, we do know that there are at least three different kinds of burdens. The burdens of the body, physical loads carried by men or animals on their bodies. Burdens of the soul, like the chaos and confusion of this Antichrist world of darkness and confusion. And trouble due to circumstances of life. Those burden the soul. And we should remember to be like David, who found comfort in the fact that the Lord is our refuge in time of trouble. David hid in the Lord's tabernacle during trouble. David even found protection from trouble in songs of praise. The Lord is an ever-present help in time of trouble. And there's also the burdens of the Spirit. These are the prophetic understandings and visions that God lays upon our hearts. We should know that the Lord wants us to share in the desire of His heart. We should also know and understand that prophets and intercessors bear burdens for others. And often these spiritual burdens can put tears in one's eyes at the same time they put fire in our bones. The time of Jacob's trouble, the great tribulation, or Antichrist war on the saints is a time of discipline. People of faith are to be and make disciples. Disciples are not spiritual fruitcakes. Disciples are disciplined ones. The time of Jacob's trouble is designed to cause the children of God, born-again Jews or Gentiles, to stop trusting themselves. The Great Tribulation will see most people vainly trusting Antichrist governments and apostate, if not blatantly, Antichrist religious institutions, leading them to hell. The Great Tribulation should cause God's people to stop relying on our own human strength and our own vain intelligence. The Great Tribulation Antichrist war on the saints will cause the faithful remnant people of God to cry out to the Lord, to trust Him, to love Him, and to serve Him with all our hearts. The Antichrist world hates the God who is good, who is love, who is light, who is life, who sets free from bondage. The Antichrist world and its apostate religions hate Yeshua, who yearns to gather the children of Jerusalem in His arms. Remember, child of God, though those calling themselves Christians may call you a traitor, we are headed for Zion, Jerusalem, and the 3,600 square mile Church of the Firstborn on Mount Zion for the 1,000-year Sabbath celebration with the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, the Antichrist treacherous dealers cause us to mourn. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the prophets. You stone those who are sent to you. How often the Lord wanted to gather your children just as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. But you refused. For I tell you, from now on, you will not see Yeshua again until you say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of Adonai." But they are not willing. The Lord did not and will not impose His will on us. No, He will not impose His will on us. We have been created in His image so that we can freely choose to turn to Him and love Him. He identified Himself to the world as the God who sets free from bondage. We must freely choose to cleave to Him. The burden of the Lord is that His will be done. The burden of the Lord is that all of His more sure words given by inspiration of His Holy Spirit to the prophets and preserved and purified in the KJV Holy Bible will be done. The words spoken by His Son, the words spoken by His apostles and prophets, that is the burden of the Lord. That those more sure words given by inspiration of His Spirit to His prophets, apostles, and finally by His Son, to be preserved and purified seven times in that KJV Holy Bible will be done. That is the burden of the Lord, that His word will be performed. His kingdom will come. And our duty is to conform our self-will to His perfect will. And that's why a burden of the Lord can seem hard and burdensome. The only reason it's hard is that Jeshurun, that's you and me, Jeshurun waxed fat and kicked. Jeshurun, that's Christians, Jews or Gentiles, born again, Jews and or Gentiles, Jeshurun, who should know His perfect will because we have the Word of God and we know that we have the Word of God, that we have the Word of God in the KJV Holy Bible, and we know we have His Holy Spirit. Those who make up Jeshurun are supposed to know the burden of the Lord because we have the Word of God and we have His Holy Spirit. But human will is involved, see? And beyond that, vain self-will is Antichrist and satanic and demonic resistance. And who has been taught the principles and tactics of spiritual warfare and deliverance in today's world of strong delusion and apostasy? God wants our free human will to be joined to His perfect will. His will be done, whether we go along with it or resist it. Take the time to read the little book by God's prophet Amos, whose name means burden, and you will see, when you read Amos, if you'll ask the Spirit of Truth and Holiness to let you see and hear clearly His reproof and direction, you will get good direction. Pay special attention to any reproof addressed to Israel, the born-again people, Judah, the God-pleasers, or Jacob, all of us in the family of God. Yes, if you'll read Amos, and you are reading it to look for that reproof and correction and direction of the Holy Spirit, you're going to have better understanding of the burden of the Lord. Yes, child of God, if you want to understand the burden of the Lord, that's how you understand it. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3, Proverbs 1:23. Turn you at my reproof, and behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, and will make known my words unto you. That's how it happens. That's why we need to pick up that Bible and read it. And that's what we need to be reading it for, to get that excellent oil of the reproof and correction and direction of His Holy Spirit. Yeshua said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's light because you know that His Holy Spirit is actually bearing the load, and we're just walking along with Him step by step, watching and witnessing the mighty work and power of God. It's also light because we know that it is His burden. Do you hear this? Do you know that you are supposed to know His burden, that you are to walk with Him in His will being performed? He's on the other side of the yoke, dragging the great weight all by Himself, and we are invited to walk with Him. And to do that, we must know the burden of the Lord and be fully determined to go His way in His will with Him. See, that's the key, to be going with Him. See, it's not a yoke to pull out of, but to pull forward in. Press forward. To not look back, we must now continue to press into the mystery of the ages. Yeshua said in Luke 9:62, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Do not look back like Lot's wife, but press forward toward the goal. The burden that we share with Yeshua is good. The will of God is perfect. Matthew 11:28-30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Messiah will give rest to those who know and have made the choice to bear the burden of the Lord. Read Amos. Be ready to turn at those words of reproof, because we, yes, you and me, are Jeshurun, who have waxed fat and kicked. We will only find rest as we turn and get back in that yoke, going His way, and not the way of self and vanity. The rest comes in part from the delight of knowing His burden and being His yoke fellow and friend. Do you see how this ties in with what we just heard about being a friend of God? That's where the rest comes from. Knowing the burden of the Lord. Knowing the direction that He's going to go. To be in the yoke with Yeshua. He'll pull the load if we let Him. See, the problem comes when we try to go the slightest bit of different direction than His revealed perfect will. And that's why we need His word more than ever before. The rest comes from knowing, the delight of knowing his burden and being his yoke fellow and friend. That's where the rest comes from. Knowing we're yoked with him. He'll pull the load. Knowing that we are his yoke fellow and friend. The rest comes in part from seeing the burden lifted as his will is done by his power and for his glory by his spirit of truth and holiness. The rest comes as the peace that passes understanding. That's how we know. That's how we know we're in the way. There is a peace that passes understanding. We follow after peace. We're walking step by step in the way that our precious yoke fellow and friend is going. We're not going the slightest little bit of a tangent. We know his burden, and that's the way we're determined to go. Precisely that same way. And that's where the rest comes, as that peace that passes understanding. The rest comes as a reward in eternity for those who have known his burden and walked with him in it. Hallelujah. I hope this helps, and I hope you can see how this goes together with what we heard about being a friend of God. See, the friend of God is to understand what the master is going to do. And that's why these two of necessity fit together. Hallelujah. And if you've got trouble, tell your trouble. I'm a friend of God. God is my friend. Be sure to be quick to tell the devil that I am a friend of God. God is my friend. Tell anybody. Tell your problems. Tell people who want to give you a hard time. I am a friend of God. God is my friend. Hallelujah. And know the burden of the Lord, because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Let him pull the load. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.